Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Lamed, and it is a tough. Nah, it's not really that tough. It happens to be pretty easy. MB today, MB Yomi today, and here we go. Ubo Sif Echad. There's one Sif in this in Siman Tuf Lamed. Here we go. Shabbos Lefnei Pesach Korin Aso Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before Pesach is what is called Shabbos HaGadol. Bibnei, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Bibnei Hanes Shenasebo. This is because of the Nes that was done on that day, that happened on that day. What was the Nes? What's the story? Again, there are different reasons for why it was called Shabbos HaGadol brought down. He's bringing one of them, and here it goes. Bibnei Hanes Shenasebo. Look what he says. Aleph. Shabbashana she got to Mitzrayim. The year they left Mitzrayim, meaning the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Haya Asara ben Nisan b'yom Shabbos. The 10th of Nisan happened to fall out on Shabbos. V'lakhu kol echad mi'Yisrael seh lepisro. And everyone took their seh for the other Korban Pesach. And what did they do? Kashru b'kari amita. And they tied it to the bedpost. Kemo shekasuv be'asor lachodesh hazeh v'yikhu lahem ish seh lebeis avos. Every household took a set on Asor L'Chodesh, on the 10th of the month. V'amitzrim rose, and the Mitzrim saw this. U'she'elum lama v'zelechem, and they say, wait, what's going on over here? V'yishivu and Yisrael answered them in their face. L'shachto l'shem Pesach, the Mitzvah Hashem aleinu. We are shachting it as a karma, as a Pesach, as a command from Hashem, upon us. And v'hayush shineim chaos, and they were, al sheshochtin eselechem, they were all there. Their teeth were blunted, they were all ticked off and freaking out because what was happening? Their gods were being shechted. And they could not say anything to them. Since this all began, and Mefarshim explained, what do you mean? They had it for 4 days like that. But the first day is always the big danger day. So since that was the 10th of the month, that day when they first put the seh on the bedpost, so. And that happened to be Shabbos, so it was called Shabbos HaGadol because it was a big nes. Alken kavu l'kro Shabbos on the Pesach l'olam Shabbos HaGadol was always called Shabbos HaGadol. Now you can ask, why do it by the Shabbos? Why not do it by the 10th of Pesach? So that's dealt with in the Mefarshim. And what do I say? In Shir. Weiter, let's move weiter. Beis. Before we get to Beis, let's look at the Ramah. V'haminag loymar b'mincha ha'agada mitchilas avodim ayinu ad l'chaper al kol avanoseinu. And the minhag, he says, is that mincha to say over the whole Haggadah from Avadim Ayinu, not the whole Haggadah, from Avadim Ayinu, ad l'chaper al kol avanoseinu, and then that's when poskim lomar baruch hinavshi, he stopped saying baruch hinavshi. Not that you guys say baruch hinavshi, but if you would be saying baruch hinavshi, that's when you would stop, and then you'd also say the Haggadah. Now the truth is, the Be'er Halacha brings down the Gra, B'Shem HaGra, look at the Be'er Halacha, B'Shem HaGra, Kasu Shalom Ayah Noeg, he was not Noeg, B'Shem D'Isa Ba'Agadah, because it says in the Agadah, Yachol Mibod Yom, you might think that you say, right? You say Mibod Yom, Yachol Mibod Shodesh, all this stuff, and the bottom line is, what do we say in the Agadah? Dafka, when do we say the Haggadah, the Sipur? On the night. So we don't do it before. Other Mepharshim, obviously, other Paiskim say, doesn't mean you can't do it before, you can't prep, you know, get ready, but the Gra obviously felt that the formal, the Gra's not saying you can't study the Inyanim, but the formal Haggadah, the formal Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, that should be saved, he felt, for the Seder night. Let's look at Sif. Katan Beis, B'mincha B'Haggadah, L'fi Shehaya Bo Aschalas HaGula V'Anisim. Since this was, once again, the beginning of the Gula and the Nisim, the Shabbos HaGadol, so that's when you should go ahead and already recite the Haggadah, Bafilu Imchal Shabbos HaGadol B'Erev Pesach. And this should be done even if Shabbos HaGadol is on Erev Pesach. V'az Dorshim B'Shabbos HaKodem. And then they go ahead and they Dorish on the previous Shabbos, right? We already learned that the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha was moved up a week if it was Shabbos HaGadol was right before Pesach. But he's saying it's still Shabbos HaGadol, even though the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha is the week before. And therefore, in terms of the Inyanim of saying the whole Haggadah, at Mincha, it sounds like that should be done, again, according to this minhag, if you have the minhag agra, which many of you have, not because you're following the gra, just because you don't do the Haggadah, so that's why you have the minhag agra. Okay, we're moving right there. Sif, Tuf, Lamed, Aleph. And now we're beginning all the fun stuff that you guys all remember from last year, from your early days of Shana Aleph. Let's see how much you guys remember. Anyway, Zman, Bedikas, Chametz, Tuf, Lamed, Aleph. Bitzchilas, Leil, Arbasa, Benisan. in the beginning of the night, meaning right at the start of the night of the 14th of Nisan, which is the night before Pesach. Botkin es hachametz lor aner. He's saying b'tchila, at the beginning, meaning at the first point of night. On the 14th of night, your botek, you search out, seek out the chametz, with what? Lor haner, with the light of a candle. Obviously, the poskim all discuss today things like flashlights and things like that. We're not going to get into that right now. Maybe we will discuss it at a later time in our, you know, additional insights. Tuesday is not a good day for the additional insights. Lor haner b'chorin uvesedakin. You go into the holes and in the cracks and check it all. And he says b'chol amakomos shederech lachnis shom chametz. In all the places that it is the derech to bring chametz there. Now, obviously, you're asking yourself, the derech is not to bring chametz into chorin uvesedakin. So why are you checking there? So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah what he will say about this b'chol hamakomos shederech lachnis shom chametz. We'll see actually how you read that. He says it's not so meduyak the lashon, but he explains what it actually means. We'll see momentarily. Let's first look at sifkat and aleph b'tchilas lel perish. This means tekef acha you see this rhyme right away. After that you see this rhyme, after you see asakochavim right away when it is say asakochavim immediately you go ahead and do it. By the way, the post can bring up what's the story if you hold Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says HaKochavim, so do you wait longer? So the post can say, it depends how you hold Rabbeinu Tam. If you're holding Rabbeinu Tam l'chumra, so then, no, then you should go ahead and do the Bedika right away at the regular Tzeis HaKochavim of the Gra, right? The regular Tzeis HaKochavim that we start Shabbos with. That's when Shabbos, you know, ensues. That's when you should do it. If you actually are someone who holds Rabbeinu Tam b'shita, and when you bring in Shabbos early, you're bringing in Shabbos early l'chumra. But really, Shabbos really, Tzeis HaKochavim is really much later, okay? So then, many Hasidim are like that, okay? Then you would do the Bedikas Chametz later. It depends if you're holding, that's your Shita. Is your Shita, your Tzeis HaKochavim is Rabbeinu Tam? So that's your Shita, that is how you hold halachically. Right? That's your Mesorah, that's your Minag, that your Mesorah is to follow Rabbeinu Tam, Tzeis HaKochavim, which is 72 minutes, or, you know, maybe depending on the place and the place sake, whether it's 72 minutes, 90 minutes, whatever it is. So if that's your psak, that's how you hold, then that's when you start your bedikas chametz, because that's your tzeis hakochavim. If you're just the kind of person that are being machmir for the different shitas on motzei Shabbos, cannot let out Shabbos until tzeis hakochavim Rabbeinu Tam, you're not in principle holding Rabbeinu Tam, you're just being machmir and asking Shabbos for the shitas of Rabbeinu Tam. So then you would go ahead and do the bedikas chametz right at the early tzeis hakochavim, which is like the tzeis hakochavim that all, you know, all of us, and I don't think too many people in this room right here hold Rabbeinu Tam. But let's move on here. Now, so he says, so whatever it is, right away at Tzeis HaKochavim, Sheish Adayin Ksas Morayom, when it's still a little light. Roi Lahaski Libdok, it's meaningful to go ahead and do Bdika. Now, why would that be? Shouldn't you want to do it when it's totally, as we're going to see coming up, when it's totally dark, because it's better, the light is better, we're going to see momentarily, when it's dark? Right? That's why you do it, that's one of the reasons why you do it at night, according to some of the Mefarshim. So that's what he's pointing out, but they were still masaking it as soon as Tzeis HaKochavim arrives. Why? Conditionally, Yisrasha, lo shel yishkach. So you don't become lax and you don't forget. So they actually masak in it, not only balayla, but betchilas halayla. Guys, remember the Rambam actually said this. That was his lashon. Balayla, but right, betchilas lel. You check out the Rambam. All right, let's move on. Beis, also the Ravid Shita, the famous Ravid Shita. Beis, botkin. You have to go and do bedika of the chametz. Lor aner. Begam tzarech levatel as a chametz. Besides bedika, what else do you have to do? Bittel. We'll get into it much more later on in Siman Taf Lama Dalet Sibbeis, the nature of Bittel and how you do it. And as you guys all recall, continuing on the Mishnah Berurah, Minatora Be'achad Behan Sagi, Minatora, one or the other is good. Dekeshe Mevatlo Belibo Mafkiro. Because when you go ahead and you Mevatel Belave, Mafkiro, and you're Mafkirit. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here, by the way, this is a good example, but since you guys learned the Sugya, as you can see, Mishnah Berurah is not like the Be'er Halacha where he gets into the sugyas. He's just bottom lining it. So a lot of things he just puts together. So he says, Mevatel Belibo Mafkiro. So you guys are all thinking, what's happening in Bittel? Is it making it into Afar? Is it Hefker? Is it some quasi-Hefker? But that's not for Mishnah Berurah. So he's just basically saying, what you do is, you Mevatel Belibo Mafkiro, getting all the shitas in there. Shuv Eino Shalo, it's no longer his. Ve'eino Over Olav, and he's not going to be over. What is he not going to be over? Okay, so as you all know, and if you don't know, you'll know right now, there are two lavim that a person has when he is in possession of chametz, when Pesach, or depending when, on Erev Pesach, according to some, arrives, you are over the lavim of Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimatzeh. So to avoid being over by the Bal Yiron, Bal Yimatze, you are Mevatel the Chametz, and you're not going to be over, because it's not yours, or it's Ke'afar, as you all know. B'chol Shekein, Keshaboko, U'mechapes Acharav, U'mevarim Olam, and also you're not going to have any Isser, and Lav, Bal Yirah, if you are Bodek, and you find it, and you get rid of it. Ela Shechazal Echmiru, Chazal Lemachmir, Delosagi Be'achalmein, that one of them is not enough. Ela B'shneim Dafki, you need both. Lefi, you know, he's going to put also here, put a bunch of different sheetahs together. Number one, Lefi Shechashashu, they were Chayshesh, Acha Shabitel Tolib Mashavas, and this is the sheetahs Haran, if you remember, Acha Shabitel Tolib Mashavas, and Shalbnei Adam, Ubedeo Sayen, since Bitel is dependent on the different people's mindsets, and everyone, you know, views the Chametz and the particular Chametz differently, Ulai Yeh Rabbeinei Adam Sheyesh Chametz. You might have a guy who it's not going to be so simple, it's going to be tough for him to go ahead when he has chametz, bad kama alafim lahafkir. He's got a ton of chametz, a bunch of liquor, ton of it to be mafkir, and be mevatel, but avshav piv yoimar. Even though with his mouth he's saying she yebatel, it should be batel on hefker and bechashiv, and he's keeping it ka'afra, putting all the lashonas together here. Even though he's saying it, mikol makom, tzarech levatel gamkein. Oh, sorry. I skipped some words. Mikol makom, libo lo kein yachshov, belo yevat lenu belev shalim. Still, his libo is not, his heart's not in it, and he's not going to be mevatel b'leiv shalem. We're not saying he's consciously not doing it, but he might not mean it when he's being mevatel. He has to really mean it. And if you're saying I really really want it, I don't really want to get rid of it, and you, then it's not a good bittel b'leiv. Barehu over. By the way, this is all heavy duties. Machlok has been shown him in terms of how what's going on here, but he's giving the different opinions. So he's saying number one opinion brought down is, you can't rely on bittel because it might not be a bittel b'leiv shalem, and if it's not a bittel b'leiv shalem, if that's what you're relying on, then you'll be over by Rabbi Matzeh. By Rabbi, you're over by Rabbi, you'll be over. Sharei lo hotzi mi beisa, you didn't get rid of it. V'ho, not only that, shemed mitoch shiragilim b'kol hashana. So now we're coming to the other shot that you guys saw. You remember Taisis? V'yayid shemed mitoch shiragilim b'kol hashana. Since a person is very what? Very familiar with, and that is his main food all year long, chametz. So then he's very accustomed to chametz. If he ever beso urishuso, if it's in his home, gezrino begeizer. You know what? She yishkach liyavalachal. That's what a person eats. That's his daily meal. And he's gonna go and he's gonna eat his chametz. Lachain, even if he was mevatel, he might come. The concern is not by yirav by yamatze. The concern is shema yavalachal. Therefore, bittel is not going to be good for one of those two reasons. Lachain tiknu chazal. Therefore, chazal were mesaken sha'af al pishem mevatel lo sagi. Therefore, chazal were mesaken. Even though it were mevatel, it's not going to be enough. You have to have bedika. Ela tzarech libdok livaro mina olam. You have to go in and do a bedika to get rid of it. When we come up, even so, you still tzarech levatel gamkin. You have to be mevatel. You have to do bittel. Shema lo yivdok yafer. Because maybe you're not going to do a good what? A good bedika. And in the end of the day, guess what? You'll find chametz and you will be over. Now again, what does this really mean? Does it mean he's consciously not going to do it? This could mean that in the end he will find something. And if you remember Rashi Shita, it's about focus between Rashi and Tosos, Shema Yimtza Gluska Yafe, if you all remember, and Davav in Sachim. So, Abodek Tzarech Sheyevatel. If you do Bedika Yitzarech Sheyevatel, and different sheet is there, Rashi and Tosas, I'm sure you spent a lot of time on it with your Shana Aleph Rebbeim. And I'm sure all you Shana Aleph guys, Mr. Shem, you will learn this as well. Let's move weiter. Gimel. Le'oraner, Mibnei Shetzarech Livdok Bechorin Uvesiddakin. The reason is, of the Oraner, because you have to go ahead and do bedika in the holes and the cracks. And using daylight will not help with the cracks and crevices. And since it has to be lor aner, they were kovei it when at night. Because then, this is based on Yerushalmi as well, that the light is even better. Bring out the scientists, bring out all the scientists who do a study that the or is mavik yoter mibayom. When you go ahead and have, even if you're using candlelight by day, it's not going to go ahead and be as bright. And not only that, afilu makom ma'afel, even in a dark room, you have all the trisim down. Somehow the candlelight is still better at night than in a dark room, in a totally dark room, by day. And that was basically the reason why they, one of the reasons, if you remember from Daf Dalet, that they instituted the Bedikah at night. The Gamhi, and as you remember, what was the other reason? Shash ibn Adam mitsuyim bevatayim. And also the other reason why they were misaken it at night, not only because the Bedikah is yafeh by the Or Haner at night, but also because this is the time when people are home and not at work, and therefore they were misaken the Bedikah Balaila as opposed to the morning of Erev Pesach. We move weiter. Dalit, Shederech Lahachnis, the Derech to be Machnis. So we just said that you go into the Chorin of Visadak, and you go into the grooves and the cracks and all that kind of stuff, and the holes. And the Shulchan Aruch had said, B'cholam HaKomos, you go in all the places, Shederech Lahachnis Sham, which is the Derech to go into. So he says, Lav Dafka, it's Lav Dafka. Even if it's not the derech to go ahead and bring in the chametz there, just the fact that you go ahead and you use that area at times, doesn't have to be derech, doesn't have to be that you're there all the time. The fact that you use it at even certain times to go ahead and what? To go ahead and use it. You bring chametz in that area, so then you brought chametz there, but labadai, then you don't know, and then it obviously fell into what? It fell in the cracks and the crevices and all that kind of stuff. And you don't know. Now again, what do we mean by the cracks and crevices? Is it the crumbs? We have to really worry about crumbs. That's also, we'll see later on. You guys remember those from the sugyas again, pirurin. But that we'll deal with as we move on in the halachas of Bedikas Chametz, Ad Kan Velo Yoser.